And joining us now is Dr. Herb London, who is the president of the London Center for Policy Research and also the author of his new book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. London, thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Happy to be with you.
So I would say, just going off the title of your book, Leading from Behind, this doesn't feel a whole lot like President Trump is doing a lot of leading from behind.
Look, this is a very different president. He engaged in a high wire act. This is an extraordinary gamble, and the president deserves an enormous amount of credit. He was capable of doing what none of his predecessors could do or would do.
Yeah, it was.
So
go ahead.
In my judgment, he deserves many accolades. The problem, however, is that the devil is in the details, to cite a cliche, and what you have here is a rather obscure notion of principle, but very, very few details. When the president says it's going to take a long time to denuclearize, what is a long time? Is it an attenuated period of 5 years? Is it 4 years? Because it's very important to understand how the North Koreans could back off if it's a very long period. So, again, I worry about that. The second thing is, what does denuclearization mean for the United States? The allies that we have in the area are very much concerned about the assurance of the American nuclear umbrella. Will that continue? One doesn't know. What kind of economic development is going to occur in North Korea? What kind of aid will we provide? Again, I'm not sure. It's not clear. So there are so many imponderables, questions that I think really require some answers before anyone can really make a judgment about how successful President Trump has been.
Yeah, I certainly think that there's a lot of information that exists that we don't necessarily have at our fingertips. That's my question to you. When something like this goes down, how much of it do we know, and how much of it is, you know, how much of the root is under the ground? Because there's a lot of criticism of this president going into this summit as if he hadn't prepared at all. But it seems as though a lot of this has been baked for quite a while. How much of the details that you're asking about right now, how much of those do you assume that the administration has ironed out? They just haven't given it to us specifically quite yet.
I can only tell you that there were conversations that took place between Pompeo and Kim. There are conversations that took place between Pompeo and the number two person in North Korea. There are conversations that have taken place between Trump and Kim in the telephone. And so there are a lot of preliminaries that occurred before this ceremonial act that we observed yesterday. So for anyone to say, you know, the president went into this, it was all off the cuff, he was really not prepared, That's all nonsense. That's just silliness. He had a very clear idea of what he wanted to achieve. The meeting was designed for principle. What the details are, that remains to be ironed out, and we'll find that out over the next 2 months.
Another criticism of this president in his conversations that he's had so far with Kim Jong-un is that maybe he hasn't brought up the human rights violations enough. Is it customary, if you're moving into something like this, to bring up every issue that you have at first? Do you prioritize? What is the best way for Trump, or how is he approaching the multitude of concerns that the United States might have with North Korea's way of doing business?
Well, look, I have great concerns about human rights issues, and I share your concern about it. I wish that it was given greater attention. But obviously, the priority was denuclearize North Korea. Get the nukes out of North Korea. That would be seen as an act of stabilization in the region. And so that was the first and overarching priority. Will he get to this issue of human rights? I don't know. But it strikes me that this becomes exceedingly important and thinking through the future.
Yeah, certainly. We're speaking with Dr. Herb London, who is the president of the London Center for Policy Research and also author of a new book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. I'm curious what you think about the imagery that exists now, that is out there. President Trump standing next to Kim Jong-un, of our flags, you know, interspersed with one another. the diplomacy, just the visual of it. Is that an asset, or is that something that might serve the other purpose?
Look, it goes both ways. Obviously, Kim will use this to suggest the legitimacy of the North Korean government. Even though this is a brutal, rather dark administration, arguably the worst on the globe. The president, however, will also use it for domestic purposes. If, in fact, there are headlines in the newspaper, Donald Trump makes headway with North Korea, that will certainly jump at least 3 or 4 percentage points in the November 2018 elections. And if, in fact, the president can pull off an extraordinary victory for Republicans in the off-presidential year, he will be reelected in 2020. So this has domestic implications in addition to implications for international affairs.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see how this continues to develop, especially into the midterm elections. Last question for you, Dr. London. Your book is about the Obama doctrine. How is the Trump doctrine distinctly different than the Obama doctrine? And what does the president need to do in the future, specifically with this issue, but in all of his approaches to foreign policy, where you are an expert, what advice do you give him going forward?
Well, look, number one, the president of our last president, President Obama, had this naive notion that the arc of history was moving in our direction. And as a consequence, it was not necessary for the United States to engage in any kind of intervention on the world stage. It was an absurd point of view. And the only way in which he could try and create some sort of balance in the Middle East was by providing financial assistance to the Iranians, giving them the hope that the Shia would be able to balance Sunni power in the Middle East. It's an absurd idea and very naive idea. History doesn't move in any direction. That's a kind of Marxist notion. History moves because individuals move it. And in this particular case, we have a president who's been far more assertive, far more willing to take on the task of trying to shape the future than simply sitting back and saying, let history take its natural course. So it's a very, very different kind of attitude that exists in this administration. One that I think is far healthier and far more sensible in the position of Obama.
Well, people should definitely check out your book. Dr. Herb London, the author, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. I assume folks can get that on Amazon?
That is correct. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for your expertise. We really appreciate it today.
Happy to be with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.